Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and all of you Jordanians. Yesterday I was on the radio, friends, and I was talking about Jordanians. It's like, wait a second, I'm just kind of like out in left field right now, and I'm looking over, and it's like, Jordanians. Oh, gee whiz. Anyways, welcome to the show, friends, and I also wanted to welcome the good guys and the good girls out there that are listening as well. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. If you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also go over to our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. Or follow us on our Facebook, which is Bradley Dean again on Facebook, Bradley Dean double E, and or go over to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, or you can go over to Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook. Phone lines will be accessible for the next hour, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we're going to continuously talk about actually lay the foundation of keys to good government and talking about how we need good men to administer good laws. So we'll get over to that in just a couple moments. And by the way, friends, we posted this. We're doing something new over on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Tim's taken a portion of the video because we live stream every show, and we're taking about a 1 to 3 minute piece, and then he's doing a follow-up highlighting the article. And then he's posting that article, and we got a nice response yesterday, and I just wanted to tell you thank you very much for that. Sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. What we did yesterday was we don't need more laws. We need good men that administer the laws. We need good men, right, friends? So anyways, check that out. Also wanted to let you know, too, if you'd like to check out on sonsoflibertymedia.com, go ahead and throw your tally in, friends. Give it a shot. Win a Joshua MK5. Win a Joshua MK5. The last number we had just a couple days ago was 738 that actually threw their name into the hat. And we just wanted to let you know that you have a good shot at winning this. And we did this out of the generosity of our hearts. All of us actually did, as a matter of fact. We just wanted to present to you a brand new gun. Again, it's called a Joshua MK5. It's a beautiful weapon. And we're giving you the opportunity to win that weapon. So go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Check it out. Scroll down just a little bit on the right, and you'll see it right there. Go ahead, send your email in, and we will throw you in and see who will win this beautiful MK5. It's called a Joshua. I like the name, as a matter of fact. Also wanted to let you know, friends, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, we got some new stuff coming up right now, pretty interesting. And we've seen what the president did yesterday. I'm going to get to that in just a moment. People commit terrible deeds in the name of Christ, he said, as he defends Islam once again. We're going to get to that. I'm going to play some audio, and then I'm going to highlight what he said. And I want you to listen to his confusion, because it's like the devil trying to figure out what God said. And that's exactly what he's doing. He's reaching throughout his whole conversation. But again, I'll play that for you. You can make your own judgment call, and you can go ahead and listen to his confusion. That will come up right after the first break here. But going to sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends, we have NBC anchor Brian Williams caught in a major lie about his time in Iraq. You can check that out again, folks. It shows you how the state-controlled media is in. I don't like using this terminology. I don't like making this parallel, but they're in bed with one another, committing adultery, infidelity towards the people that they are called to serve. Let me say it that way, because I always want to stick to Scripture. That way I'm not going to get in trouble. As Scripture tells us, Father, I thank you that you caused my conversation to become with the gospel of Jesus Christ in the book of Philippians, and that's exactly what I'm talking about. And then if you go to Psalm 50, which comes to my aid, Lord, that you'd lead our conversation right and that you'd show unto us all of thy salvation. And salvation is found in Christ, who said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, John 14:6. You get the point. Just talking out loud here anyways. But sonsoflibertymedia.com, NBC anchor Brian Williams caught in major lie about his time in Iraq. Hanging offenses, and brand new article by Eric Rush. This dude hits it, folks. The treason of Barack Obama and those who aren't complicit by their inaction. That's exactly right. Interestingly enough, that sounds like the headline from my last article, trying to make the distinction between the evildoers and the modern-day churchgoers. What's the difference? Well, there isn't one, and it seems that that's exactly what Eric Rush is actually bringing forth in a different sense. So good for him. Truth in a post-Christian West. How can lying be condemned anymore? Check that out, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Is it time to award electoral college votes by congressional district? You can also check that out. Folks, also, creation science apologist sentenced to a decade in prison for being a tax protester. How can you help? Friends, if you want to go out and check out IRS publication 557, you can do just that. I believe that's what Dr. Hovind was actually trying to bring to the face of the IRS, but you can decide for yourselves. Check that out. It's on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also wanted to let you know, okay, we got to go forward here. I am so sorry. Abortion stigma to abortionists quit after listing on abortiondocs.org. We have our friend over there, Troy Newman. As I've told you in the past, friends, people that contribute over on the sonsoflibertymedia.com are a part of the culture war, fighting to bring about resolve, not a bunch of paper tigers or those that are so brave to just sit behind the microphone and do nothing but talk. No, we don't want to be a part of that group. We want to be doers of the word, not hearers only deceiving ourselves. Also want to go over to Sons of Liberty Media. Has Columbia University rape case highlighted flaws in rape investigations? Folks, things are spinning out of control. And interestingly enough, they're spinning out of control because the Lord said the nation that forgets him, he'll turn that nation into hell. Everybody's trying to figure out who to blame as to the fallout as to what's taking place in our country on a 24/7 basis. We have nobody to blame but ourselves. And that's when we take responsibility. Then and only then can we begin to change. But we can't change until we're first changed. In other words, let me say it this way. You can't give what you ain't got. And if you ain't got the Christ, you ain't on your way, and you're not on the right road. And that is straight and narrow and difficult is the way, and you're not plugged in. You don't have the power source to actually bring forth the change that needs to be changed and that needs to be wrought in this country until we're empowered by the Christ that can do all things. Remember, we can do all things through Christ and strengthens us, but it was also Christ that said, you can do nothing without me. That's exactly right. How do you suspect, or how do you expect, might I say, to actually defeat the enemy without him who came to defeat the enemy? Remember, he was manifested to destroy the works of the devil. Until he says to you as an individual that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church, you're pretty much doomed. So you need to get hooked up. Folks, we're going to come right back after this break. Obama, people commit terrible deeds in the name of Christ as he's defending Islam. Folks, you got Bradley, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Check out that website. Also go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Go over and check out our live stream on Sons of Liberty Media as well. And tell us what you think about that, folks. And again, thank you for the warm response and the great response that you gave on to us yesterday. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-233-0747.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, I want you to hear this out. I'm going to go ahead and play Barack Hussein Obama as he states, people commit terrible deeds in the name of Christ. He does say some things that are true, but also notice, let me say it this way, you don't ever eat a steak with a little drop of poison on it, right? You just don't know where it's at. Well, that's exactly the truth that he's speaking. He's dropping the truth in a poisoned message. And again, I'll just let you check it out for yourself. Here we go. Here's Barack Hussein Obama at the prayer.
We, as people of faith, reconcile these realities. The profound good, the strength, the tenacity, the compassion and love that can flow from all of our faiths, operating alongside those who seek to hijack religious for their own murderous ends.
Yeah. Wait. No, I got to stop there. All faiths. There's none other name under heaven whereby men might be saved. His name is Jesus Christ. There's one mediator between God and man. That man, Christ Jesus. This is supposed to be a Christian man. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. What is he talking about? What do you mean, all faith? Why did he put his hand on the Bible when he swore that he would uphold the Constitution of the United States of America? Though foreign religions are afforded asylum here, yes, they are, as long as they're ruled by the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the God of Israel, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. There's no such thing, friends, as coexisting. When you read the book of Judges, chapter 5, it talks about how when there's other gods inside the gate, there's going to be war. You better bet your bottom dollar there's going to be war. Coexist is a bunch of garbage, friends. It doesn't work that way. Isn't this also the man that said, you know, we can't tolerate or allow other people to slander the prophet Muhammad? Wait a second, you're contradicting yourself once again. Hijack religion? What he's saying is what? What, one religion's going to dominate the others? Well, what is he saying? We're not gonna go for those that are gonna slander the prophet Muhammad. dude, you're doing the exact thing that you said or you're attempting to speak out against. People, you need to think about what this guy is saying. I'm going to go on here.
Humanity has been grappling with these questions throughout human history. And lest we get on our high horse and think this is unique to some other place, remember that during the Crusades and the Inquisition, people committed terrible deeds in the name of Christ.
Yeah. Wait a second. During the Inquisition, people committed evil deeds in the name of Christ. Wait a second. During the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, wasn't it the religious people of the day allied with the Herodians, the doctrine of government during that time, that had Christ crucified? Weren't the Pharisees, weren't they the ones that were claiming to be God's chosen people, the seed of Abraham? Weren't they also the ones that said, away with Christ, crucify him, and then they moved the people to crucify? Those were the professed people of God at that particular time that had the Christ, by the way, who should have knew better, that had the Christ crucified. But remember, they didn't want to lose their place or their country. They were also the same people that said, we have no king but King Jesus. Now, does it sound like this guy knows what he's talking about? Does it sound like this guy knows Deuteronomy 17? That he should know the Word of God? That he's a Christian man? Well, he entertains your sworn enemies? Well, by the way, your sworn enemies, I'm speaking to a Christian nation, that mean to dominate you through totalitarian methods? Yeah. And this is the guy that is speaking out against these heinous crimes. He needs to know what he's talking about. Here, I'm going to go on. He's at a Christian prayer breakfast, friends. What he was called to do there, I have no idea.
Jim Crow, all too often, was justified in the name of Christ.
That's right. Did you hear what he said? Jim Crow down south and slavery was justified in the name of Christ. That's true. Because folks that had slaves during that time, they put their finger on their eyeball when they were reading, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Folks, slavery is an abomination. Who told me that? The Word of God told me that. Folks, there was different types of slaves. Those that owed a debt, biblically, that served their time until the debt was paid, or those that wanted to stay in servitude towards their master. Nobody was stolen from a different country and sold into slavery, and it was justifiable before God. Our forefathers couldn't even justify that. Ask Thomas Jefferson. He said that we'll leave this for the up-and-comings to deal with. Also keep in mind that though he was a slave owner, not justifying it, but he was also the guy that armed 117 souls that were in his family, said he. Those were his slaves. Yeah. Anyways, let's go on here. He goes on in his
Michelle
confusion.
Michelle and I returned from India, an incredible, beautiful country, full of this magnificent diversity, but a place where in past years religious faiths of all types have, on occasion, been targeted by other peoples of faiths.
Yeah,
simply due to their heritage and their beliefs.
What are the Muslims doing in France?
That would have shocked.
That he defends. What are they doing? The very things he's claiming to condemn.
Helped to liberate that nation. So this is not unique to one group or one religion. There is a tendency in us, a sinful tendency that can pervert and distort our faith. In today's world, when hate groups have their own Twitter accounts and bigotry can fester. And
wait. Did you catch that? Hate groups. Who are hate groups, friends? Those that speak out against the sins that God commands the Christian church to speak out against. Barack Hussein Obama is not God, though he would like to be. We know he's a narcissist. He's arrogant. He's high on himself, but he's a fool. He's a straight fool. He talks out of both sides of his mouth, and if he had more than one, I guarantee you he would be using it. He lies so much, he doesn't know which one to follow up with or which one he's caught in. The man doesn't know how to tell the truth. But for him to sit here and rattle on, and folks, and when you're watching the video, he's completely lost. He is just completely lost. But the very thing that he means for people to take away from his message is the very thing that he's guilty of.
Hidden places in cyberspace, it can be even harder to counteract such intolerance.
Okay, now I just want to highlight this. He talked about intolerance, he talked about bigotry, and he talked about hate groups. What is he talking about? Those that speak out against what? Homosexuality. What is the very political battering ram that's being used to upend your Constitution, friends? The homosexuals. To make way for what? Barack Hussein Obama's defending them. Islam. Sharia law. Isn't that what's right in close pursuit behind the radical homosexuals? Why, yes, it is. What is he doing? He's condemning those that are actually Christians, that are actually keeping the commandments of God. He's making war against the church at a Christian prayer breakfast. Why he is there, friends, I have no idea. We go on.
It compels us to try. And in this mission, I believe there are a few principles that can guide us, particularly those of us.
Who does this guy think he's talking to?
To believe. And first, we should start with some basic humility.
Humility. Humility.
I believe that the starting point of faith is some doubt. Not being so full of yourself and so confident that you are right and that God speaks only to us.
Oh, really?
And doesn't speak to others. That God only cares about us and doesn't care about others.
No. We are a peculiar people. We are called to be kings and priests in the sight of the Most High God. We are called and commanded by God to preach the gospel to the whole world. That is the job of a Christian. Arrogance? Sitting on our high horse to proclaim that we're right? I am right. I'm totally right. Why? Not because I said it or because I established it. But no, I want to say it this way. President Buchanan was right when he said, there is nothing stable but heaven and the Constitution. I didn't give the word. I didn't create man. I didn't create the globe. My father did. And I know he's right because...
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned in to his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. And what I want to do is I want to finish this up. It seemed that we missed a commercial there. Is that what took place? Yeah. Oh. So anyways, let's play the rest of this. People commit terrible deeds in the name of Christ by Barack Hussein Obama. Let's listen to the rest of this and see what else we can derive and extract from this corrupt individual. And folks, just keep in mind, we have to humble ourselves, and we have much to learn from the individual that has violated and transgressed the Constitution of the United States of America. He seems to know the Bible as much as he knows the Constitution of the United States of America, and I kid you negative. But aside of that, friends, what I'd like to highlight, too, we're having a little difficulties here technically, so just give me a minute as we catch up with that, then we'll start playing that out. It was President Buchanan that rightly said, "I acknowledge no master but the law." He said, "There is nothing stable but heaven and the Constitution of the United States." That's what the President of the United States said. He's exactly right. Nothing stable but heaven and the Constitution of the United States. But see, what we have here is we have an individual that doesn't understand that war is the rule of force, and force is what he is using against the American people. Peace is the reign of law. I want you to make clear as to what I'm saying here. War is the rule of force. And that's exactly what this administration has been doing. And this is how they've been attempting to rule the roost in this country through the homosexuals. Either you bake a cake or else we're going to sue you for $150,000. Right? You need to quit hating on us, you bigots. You know, but we know what the truth is. We know that that stands contrary to what the law states that God gave us concerning our constitutional republic. Again, war is the rule of force. This administration has been committing war on the American people since day one. But peace is the reign of law. And I also want people to understand that the king himself ought not be under a man, but under God in his law. Because the law makes the king, for there is no king where will governs and not law. But what have we been seeing come through this administration? Will and not law. That's why you are having chaos and war within. And see what happens, too, is if you remember rightly what I said, he's talking about, you know, we can't be so arrogant and be on our high horse to believe that we know everything and we're the only ones that hear from God. Well, who else does he speak to? He speaks peace to those that are in Christ Jesus, but the wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. When you look at Islam, it's their end aim to what? Dominate. To slaughter anybody that doesn't agree with them. I don't see that with Christianity. I do see where the rule of God's moral law was used against those that were committing the crimes. And see, this is the missing text that belongs in the context of what the president is withholding, and not by chance. It's purposed. When God's law is enforced against crime, you are going to have peace and righteousness. Without God's law, you are going to have war. And what's been taking place in this country since the beginning of this administration, and by the way, again, in all fairness, it's not just been his administration. Let me say it again. War is the rule of force. That's how this administration has been operating, through force. Peace is the reign of law. The reason there's no peace in this country is because the law is not being magnified in the direction that it should be. And see, I was doing an interview right before today's radio program, and he asked me that question. He goes, did you hear the president's prayer? And I did. And I said, yeah. I said, he's just completely backwards. He said, isn't it interesting how these people will blame God for all that goes wrong? I said, yeah, it's interesting. They'll blame you for murdering when in fact you're obeying the God that said thou shalt not kill. He brought up the point, you know, Bradley, when, you know, we're accused of, you know, driving cars into buildings and killing abortion doctors. And I said, no, that's not Christianity. I said, Christianity seeks to magnify the law against the crime concerning the man and the crimes that he's committing concerning the individual, the innocent baby in the womb. We want the law enforced against him. But see, these people, they don't want to hear the truth. And see, what's missing in the equation, friends, is the law. They're confused on purpose. They don't want the law. They're lawless, and they're in the dark. But these are the people that blame God for evil. And blaming God for evil is like blaming the sun for darkness, friends. Just like this joker sitting here blaming Christianity for the slaughter of people during the Inquisition. No, it's a lack of Christianity. I don't see Christians walking around wanting to take people out. Matter of fact, when you look at the paradigm between the right and the left, I can't find very, very far and few between of those that have actually been on the right as you know it, that have actually committed the crimes that the left has accused them of. But over and over and over again, we find out the left is actually guilty of the crimes that they are blaming others for committing. I mean, folks, these people are sick, and I want to tell you why they're sick. They're reprobates. They have no sense of right and wrong because they do that which is well-pleasing. They do that which is right in their own eyes. And then they promote it. And that's what's sick about it. And the people, for the most part, are standing back and allowing this president to do it. Folks, why is this president at a Christian prayer meeting? Are you kidding me? See, and therein lies the problem in the professed church in America. They don't even have enough sense to know who the enemy is. They have not enough sense to judge him by his fruit, rather than they're taking him by his lip service. But again, friends, war is the rule of force. That's how this administration has been ruling the roost. And peace is the reign of the law. And what's missing? Law. Law. And people, I want to remind you of what Thomas Jefferson said. You are the laws of our republic. Why are you allowing this individual to destroy your country? If you would enforce the law, guess what? You would have peace. You'd also have justice. And we'd also have a bunch of criminals behind bars that belong behind bars. But I can say this with all liberty and conscience that it's true, and I know it to be true, that kings will be tyrants from policy when subjects are rebels from principles. See, he's allowed to be the tyrant that he is because he's ruling by policy, not from law. Because subjects, that would be the American people, are rebels from the principles that they themselves are supposed to uphold and walk in. I like that. Yeah, I like that too, Bradley. I like that. And it's so right on. Kings will be tyrants from policy when subjects are rebels from principles. And America, you have rebelled from the principles God has commanded you to keep. And when I go over and back to Barack Hussein Obama, people commit terrible things in the name of Christ. No, it's a lack of Christianity. Hey, folks, we're talking about the Lamb of God who is without spot or blemish. Remember when he said to the Pharisees, "Which one of you convinceth me of sin?" That means violating God's moral law. They couldn't. He was tempted in all points, yet without sin. We're talking about the precious Lamb of God, holy in deed, holy in word, holy in all that encompasses the incarnate God, Jesus Christ. And this criminal has the audacity to blame Christians for the things that Christ condemns. Oh, you see it all the time. Look at those hypocritical Christians. Yep, you're rebuking them for the same thing that Jesus rebuked them for. Now, what's your excuse? Now, what's your excuse? Right? That's a different show. Going over to Deuteronomy 17, really quick. Speaking of the king, or those that are supposed to, well, in this country, they wouldn't have a title of nobility according to the Constitution. But let's say the president of the United States, right? When Scripture tells us when you are to come into the land, Deuteronomy 17, verse 14, which the Lord thy God giveth thee, and thou shalt possess it. That means to drive out previous occupants and to take their place, and shall dwell therein, and shall say, I will set a king over me like as all the nations that are about me. Keep in mind, God condemned the people and refuted the people that wanted a king to rule over them. He wanted them to be governed by him and him alone, individually and corporately. He said, thou mayest not set a stranger over thee. This is the first thing the Lord said. You better not set a stranger over you, which is not your brother. And friends, by the way, if you want to read Article 2, Section 1 of the Constitution, you might want to read that. Because we have an individual in the White House that sympathizes with the devil every step of the way. And he's advocating and promulgating and perpetuating everything the devil would have. Every step of the way. The Bible says, thou shalt not in any wise set king over thee, which is a stranger. Then he says in verse 16, you know, we've heard Barack Hussein Obama talk about how he's wealthy. How did he do that? It's not because he's a smart guy. It's because he's willing to sell out. And that's exactly what he's done. He's not to multiply horses to himself, nor cause the people to return into bondage, Egypt. What is he doing, friends? Just that. To that end that he should multiply horses, for as much as the Lord has said unto you, you shall henceforth return no more that way. In other words, you follow Moses, the Christ, friends. Remember, Moses said that God was going to raise a prophet like unto himself? Well, guess who that is? That is Jesus Christ. So I'm saying following the Christ, but through the Mosaic institution, moral law, not ceremonial. Ceremonial's been done away with in Christ. The moral law has never been abrogated. And in saying that, that's what we're supposed to follow, the Christ. The author and the finisher of our faith, who magnifies them laws. Matthew 5. Neither shall he multiply unto himself wives, that his heart turn not away. Neither shall he greatly multiply to himself silver and gold. Boy, we should talk to our representatives, friends. They go in broke and they come out millionaires. How are they doing that? Verse 18, and it shall be when he sitteth upon the throne of his kingdom that he shall write him a copy of this law in a book out of that which is before the priests, the Levites. Folks, does it sound like this guy knows what he's talking about concerning Christianity? Absolutely not. And he looks great with the turban on, by the way, too. How's that working out for you, America? Be right back. Sons of Liberty Media.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, this is columnist and author Eric Rush, and I am honored to support our friend Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio. Bradley is one of the most passionate patriots I know, and he's got a better handle on the diabolical forces marshaled against America than anybody on the radio. Listen and support Bradley and Sons of Liberty as they carry the unapologetic and uncompromising message of faith and fidelity to God and country.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm calling you to take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them. Help
the first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Really quick, I'm talking about Deuteronomy 17. I'm kind of highlighting and exposing the lies that were promulgated, once again, spread out, proclaimed throughout the globe again, showing his hypocrisy to the whole world, his stupidity to the whole world. And the whole world looks at us and says to themselves, why are you allowing this guy to be your representatives? He claims to be this, and yet he doesn't even know what he's talking about. I'm not exposing it, friends. The law exposes, right? It's exactly what it does. And grace conquers. And I want to tell you something, America. God has shed his grace upon you. Now it's time for you to conquer. The law detects, that's exactly what I'm doing, is making reference to the law. And it detects what? It magnifies and shows forth sin. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. Romans 3:20. Now, going on here in Deuteronomy 17, and it shall be when he sitteth upon the throne of his kingdom in your White House, that he shall write him a copy of this law in a book out of that which is before the priests, the Levites. Does it sound like he knows what he's talking about? No, it doesn't. And it shall be with him, and he shall read therein all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear the Lord his God. Filial fear. To keep all the words of this law and these statutes, the judgments, to do them. That his heart be not lifted up above his brethren, and that he turn not aside from the commandment to the right hand or to the left, to end that he may prolong his days in his kingdom, he and his children in the midst of the children of Israel. By the way, Israel means God's fighters. You know, we're called to be ministers of the flames of fire because we serve a consuming fire. You know, and Jesus is the one that said, listen, think not that I come to bring peace. I've come not to bring peace, but a sword. to bring forth contention. And we're to contend for the faith, friends. And that's exactly what we're doing here today on the show today. Again, on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Now, friends, aside of that, I want to highlight something real quick, and I'll get back to this. We have a brand new sponsor over the last couple weeks, and you've heard about them, American Survival Wholesale. And I want you to let you know, and I want to let you know, and I do want you to know, that these people are out there supporting you. And what we need to do is support them. And what they're doing through their mission is a veteran outreach program, a program to offer a helping hand to our veterans, the best that we have, our sons and our daughters in many cases, friends, our uncles and our aunts, our cousins, our friends, our neighbors, our dads, our moms perhaps, or maybe even our grandpas and our grandmas. That's who American Survival Wholesale is there to support. And folks, on the other hand, we see in so many cases that our veterans have been thrown away by the government in which they fought and bled and in many cases died to, bestow upon us. But they've been forgotten by the government that is supposed to be there to support them. See, it's good enough for the government to send them to fight their unconstitutional wars, isn't it? But when they come back, then they demonize the people that did the fighting for them. That's not cool at all. But through the blessing bestowed upon them by the Lord, American Survival Wholesale works with these honorable men and women to ship food, blankets, and supplies, and even to fellowship and pray with them. And folks, it's the mission statement of American Survival Wholesale that drives their Christian and veteran-owned company. So please do check out on our website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Scroll to the right side of the page, clicking on the camouflage ad, American Survival Wholesale, and support them, friend. Again, friends, because they are supporting you, and it's important that we do support those that are supporting our veterans. And I high-five them every step of the way in the process of doing just that. But, folks, you know what? I just want to kind of go back to this again. I want people to understand, too, that when it comes to representatives in this country, let me put it this way. If I'm walking in a little creek and there's a bunch of rocks in my path, I'm going to get those rocks out of my way. I'm going to pick them up and I'm going to clean the path off so it's a smooth path, right? Well, when I'm dealing with corruption and exposing corruption in government, I'm making sure that we get rid of those rocks that are in the path so we can have a smooth path. Path, by the way, means defined out as beaten and trodden away. And that's exactly what it is when you're exposing these jokers for who they are. But the joke is on America. And I'm tired of that. I want people to understand that when there's good government, you are going to have 100% of my allegiance to stand behind those representatives. I will stand behind them tooth and nail to establish the right that God has given us. So it's not just, oh, you know, the president did this and the president did that and we're beating up on him. No. I don't understand. I'm not so much always blaming the president because he's only doing what you're allowing him to do. He's only getting away with what you're allowing him to get away with. He's really simple for me to figure out. I can see this guy a mile away. Everything he does when he says once, if he says, listen, look to the north, rest assured, look to the south, because that's what he's saying. When he's saying it's good, you know it's bad. And when he's saying it's bad, you know it's good. That's really easy for me to figure out. Why? Because I know what the Word says. And I believe that I have the Spirit of Christ that Paul had. And we have discernment. And we have an anointing to see things and to hear things. They can say what they want to say all day long. But as the Bible tells us in the book of John chapter 10, we know the voice of the good shepherd, the voice of a stranger we will not follow. This stranger, friends, is a stranger to everything that we are. And I know his voice. I'm just sick and tired of the lies. I'm sick and tired of looking at what he is doing by setting the stage and the fact that he's being allowed to set the stage by the American people. To throw this on our posterity, every American should be ashamed because, friends, guess where it's going? It's going to our posterity. And by the way, I'm not an old man. And my prayer is, Lord, show my generation your strength the way that you did David in Psalm 71. Forsake me not until you show them your power. Show them who you are. No, I don't believe that we're going to get to the other side of this without paying the piper. We've allowed too many babies to be murdered. We've allowed too many children to be violated. We've allowed too many strangers to be violated. We've allowed too many widows to be violated. By the way, which is the apple of God's eye? His children. He loves the stranger. He loves the widow. And he's a father to the fatherless. We've allowed crime to go on in this corrupt system of ours. And we have failed to deal with them generation after generation. Folks, my whole life, I cannot tell you a time where we were not combating some foreign enemy, some contrived war. And America knows that it's contrived. America knows that it's unconstitutional. But again, friends, just keep in mind that when we see corrupt government create unconstitutional wars, keep in mind they're stealing your kids away to do their fighting for them, and you can't blame them because you are the people that allow Congress to do the things that they do in the first place. They are stealing away your children to fight their unconstitutional wars. They. Yeah. And so now that we have blamed government for what they have done, now let's blame the American people for what they've allowed. Because again, friends, and you've heard this, government is an extension of what we allow them to be. Yep. And when you allow them to send your sons and your daughters to go fight, bleed, and in many, 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 many cases die, and you still allow them to go on and do the things that they do, I say, God damn both of you. I say, you've got coming what you've got coming because you're the one allowing it to take place in the first place. When is it that the American people are going to get back to the Constitution? First and foremost, their God. And say, we are not going to tolerate crime against we the people any longer. I'll tell you what, the world is waiting for you to do this. And don't look at me and say, well, Bradley, what are you doing? Hey, friends, I'm sold out. I'm sold out to the cause, the American cause. When I go to Arlington Cemetery, I'm not going in there sympathizing with those that are 6 feet under the ground. No, I'm talking to the God, and I'm looking at the sacrifice of those that gave everything for me, both in the natural and the spiritual, saying, Lord, am I doing enough? Am I doing enough, Lord? And how many times I've had to overlook what's closest to me because of your kids. And I don't do it because I'm looking for accolade. I do it because I love God. And I love my fellow brothers and sisters. I really do love people. But boy, people frustrate me to no end. We're called to love on the people, the very people that were there to crucify us. We're just simply trying to shake you awake. Because we're not talking about a third world country, friends. We're talking about what's going on in our country. And I love God so much because of what Jesus Christ did for me on that cross. How can I live unto him who died for me? We're called to live unto him who died for us. And that's exactly what I'm going to do by the grace of God. And by the grace of God, I'm not moving. And by the grace of God, the gates of hell are not going to prevail against the church. And I do believe we can get to the other side of this, friends, but we are going to pay the price. So why don't we get it right now? Because we're not promised tomorrow. Procrastination, my friends, is the biggest robber of blessings. We need our freedoms back. We don't need them eradicated. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Bradley Dean, 1 John 3:18.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.